recently I've been doing some audios. I've done, I think it was 8 audios and a little questionnaire at the end for yourself on the poverty mindset and a prosperous mindset. And if you want them, you can message me in WhatsApp and I'll send you it all together in one lot. I haven't sent it out to everyone, just a few people I've sent it out so far. But if you want it all in one go, just send me a message in WhatsApp. I'll send it to you. It's not an in-depth study. It's not looking at loads of scripture, even though I do look at scripture in there. Because in the scriptures, it doesn't say anything about a poverty mindset. That saying is not there. Prosperous mindset is kind of not there either. But all the attributes and attitudes of a poverty mindset and a prosperous mindset is in the scriptures. And there's lots of references. And I talk about self-esteem, self-worth, and self-image. And it's really good to make people aware. It's not like you don't know about these things. Like in the old ministry that I used to belong to, people would just say, renew your mind. Well, that's all right to say that. How do you renew your mind? Well, you put on the word of God. You know, well, that's easy to say that. But what's causing these things to come up that I got to renew my mind to, right? And it's things called paradigms. What are paradigms? Paradigm is just simply programming. What we learned from the time we was in our mother's womb to the time we were born. Because even when you was in your mother's womb, your subconscious mind was picking up stuff, right? And then they say that your mind is in a fetus state. You know, like your subconscious is open up until 7 or around about that age. And so you pick up everything. And that's the programming in your mind. It's like a computer, what you can program things in. And then when we go on in life and we want to achieve something, this seems to be something that stops us or gets us going a different way. But we're in control of our thinking, are we? What paradigms are things that hinder you from doing the things that God's called you to do. And also going in your own strength, in your own effort, in your own ability, depending upon oneself. That's what we've all been used to. But now we're different. Now we're a new creation in Christ. Now we got the mind of Christ. God has made us complete in Christ. On the spiritual level, but we're still in the carnal and we still got a carnal mind there, right? Even though we're to reckon it dead. And there's still things that come up that we can recognize. This is hindering me. This is stopping me. Emotions, for an example, negative thinking on situations, money, relationships. You know, like there's many wonderful believers and they've got broken relationships. I'm on the second one. Thankfully, this has been 38 years, right? Because there's changing. There's adapting, there's changing old things, there's working through things. And so God wants this highlighted because he wants you to operate in your prosperous mindset. And do you know what? You can have loads of money and still have a poverty mindset. It's not about money. I'm talking about the whole aspect of life and living, what makes us us. And God does not look at you after of your flesh. He really doesn't. We're not to look at anyone after the flesh. And so do you think God looks at us after the flesh? He doesn't look at us after the flesh. We're clothed in those robes of Christ. We got the Holy Spirit. He sees Christ in you. And we just got to learn to see the Christ in us and who we truly are now as believers. And as we recognize weaknesses in our life, they're paradigms, they're programmings that are there that we're not conscious of. Because the subconscious mind, you can't think from. But your conscious mind, like now, you're aware of what's going on. So when God highlights something to you, you become spiritually aware of it and you can go ahead and change it. And God shows you how to change these old programs. And it says in Romans 12:2 that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And listen, we'll always be renewing our mind in different areas. You know, we are complete. Okay, but we haven't got that perfectly renewed mind yet. It's not perfect there. We see through a glass darkly. We can know lots of things, but we don't know it all. We don't know everything. So I was talking to a wonderful believer today, and God really does give you wonderful mind pictures to paint and highlight spiritual truths. So do you know what? You will eat. Whatever you put in your fridge, you're going to eat. All right, you're going to go to that fridge, open up that fridge door, and you can only eat what's in there. You can't eat what's not in there. And your mind is like that fridge. What you put in there is what you're going to eat, is what you're going to digest and what you're going to speak about. What are you putting in your heart and mind? Or are you still living off the old food, the food that's gone stale, the food that doesn't bring abundance in your heart and your mind and your thinking and your thoughts and your emotions. That's what we reckon dead. Like, that's no good. So we need to set our eyes upon God. We look to him for direction. And he gives us perfect heavenly words to navigate us in this time where we're living right now. Yes, we got the wonderful scriptures. But see, we can either go by the map or we could go by the sat-nav. And the sat-nav is the Spirit of God in lifetime showing you right where you are on that map. And God wants you blessed. And you're not poor. You are not poor. You are rich. You are rich in the heart and mind. And we need to put some good food in our fridge, right? In our minds. So that when we want to go there, we can draw upon that nice food that we've just brought from God and put it out in our storehouse, right? And, you know, I was sharing also about scientifically, the brain, it grows. Like, I can't remember the proper names for it, you know, on the scientific names they give everything. But your brain creates pathways. There's pathways in the brain. And there's grooves in the brain where we've been practicing or thinking for something for so long that when we try to change it, we kind of slip back into the grooves. You know, someone makes up their mind that they're going to change something, like a New Year's resolution, for an example. And then they go and they're focused, and all of a sudden they slip back into that groove because they haven't allowed enough time for that pathway to change, for that groove to be healed over. Like, I got a scar right on the palm of my hand. You probably can't see it there. But there's a scar right there. And it was when I was 10 years old, I was running down a hill. I slipped and my hand, I put my hands down and the grass was wet. And as I slipped down, there was a piece of glass sticking out of the grass and it went right through. And I can remember going to the hospital. It was agony. And they put a needle in there. They got the needle stuck in my palm. It was really painful. Anyway, but now I can look at it and it doesn't hurt. There was a groove there, but now it's healed over. So when we start to say what we want and we focus on what God says, rather than dwelling on the past, dwelling on our emotions, your negative emotions bring you back to the past, bring you back to feeling sorry for yourself, bring you back to thinking, well, I'm never going to make it. No, I'm never going to have an abundance. I'm never going to have prosperity. I'm never going to have the laborers. That is your old nature. That's an old program stopping you from moving into the future that God's got for you. And God makes our feet like hinds feet. You know, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. At his right hand side, there's pleasures forevermore. Like, God has directed our path. The pathway's in the brain also. It starts there. So abundance starts in the heart and it comes from the heavenly words that God has given, that God has also written, that when we put those truths on and just focus on them, rather than the negative things that try and flash up and bring us back down, we reckon it dead. We got to reckon those things dead. Your past, you cannot change. Your young past, you cannot change. The mistakes that you made in marriages and relationships and finances, you cannot change, but you can start fresh. And you can get the wisdom and knowledge from God so that you can apply these things in your life, so that you can start manifesting all which is rightfully yours. Jesus Christ paid for everything. It's there. Healing is there. Okay, so we're either going to let the senses dictate that we're not, or we're going to let the spiritual truths dictate. And faith is in the mind. Faith is in your imagination. So words are being spoken and it's building a picture in your mind, which brings up hope. If they're words of life, if they're words from God, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, is building up your spiritual energy in your mind, excitement, you get strength come, you get excitement come, and you get hope come, you get vision, you get direction, then when that is being built up, that's what we need to grab hold of. And it's building good pictures and images in your mind. When we say you can live in happy feel, for an example, what does that bring to your mind? You're living in the land of milk and honey. What is that in your mind? What pictures does it paint? That's why God said to Joshua, thou shalt meditate day and night. And this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate. Go and look at the Hebrew word for that, meditate. It means to mutter, to talk to oneself, to mutter it from your mouth. And it also means imagination, because the more you're speaking these things, the more the right pictures and faith will come up. And then Joshua was able to move forward because he had confidence now. God had given him right words, built his confidence. He built Moses' confidence. Moses said, look, I can't speak. Because Moses was looking at himself. He was looking at his ability. He wasn't looking at God's ability. God had to work with him and show him what God could do to get him to the point, I can't speak. Well, I'll give you Aaron then. Okay, he'd be your mouthpiece. Right? God worked with whatever he could work with at that time to get him to move forward. God's doing the same with me and you, right? Every day. He wants us to move forward. But we tend to allow the old things to come up. Your past is gone. Your mistakes are gone. It doesn't matter what you've done. It's been paid for. God doesn't even remember it. Far as the east is from the west, so God has removed your sin and the consequences of him. Read the record properly. And the consequences of him, of those things. So God is really with us and for us. And he wants us to be happy. He wants us to be joyful. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to have these truths in our hearts and our minds. He wants us to put them to action. See, listen, we don't just want to know something, right? If you just have this knowledge, which I'm saying now, you just take it on. Maybe you take your receiving everything, but you don't move in the right direction. You're not going to manifest the blessings. That's why we say, speak in tongues. Do it. You know, speak in tongues. Speak by the Spirit. Open your mouth and begin. The words will be there. Honor God with your substance. He's given you bread for your food and seed to sow for your prosperity. You've got to believe that. You've got to believe it with your whole heart. Don't let the old paradigms, well, I need to be careful. I can only give like a little penny here. Does the farmer with all his seed look at his field and think, right, I've got all this seed and I'll just do a little bit now, you know, because just in case it doesn't come up. No, he doesn't do that. He sows in faith. He doesn't know what type of harvest he's going to get, but he's done everything that he knows, which is to prepare the ground. The fallow ground needs to be prepared, the weeds, the stones, it needs to be plowed up so that the ground can receive the seed. And then he fertilizes it, and then he goes off. He forgets all about it. So, like, that's what we do. We sow our seed, and we know, and we trust with full confidence that God is going to multiply that seed sown. He's going to take care of my need, not just in finance, but in every other area. He's going to cause all his grace to abound towards me. He's going to cause me to abound to every good work. The only thing that ever stops us is fear. And when you got fear, you got to look for that paradigm. Why have I got fear here? Why am I doubting? No, Jesus said, why does doubt arise in your heart to his disciples? Wherefore did you doubt? Because they didn't believe the words being spoken. Today is the day that we need to start really believing. Look at the journey of your life. God's got you here to this point, but he wants you up there, and he can get you up there if you just be humble, receive what is being spoken even right now, receive it to your heart, act upon it. Act upon it. You need to act upon it. It's no good just confessing. You need to act along with that confession. And it's very practical what God gives us to do. Word over the world. Yes, I'm moving God's word all over the world. Yes, I got many labors, but you're not acting and moving in the direction God's showing you. You're not going to see it. So it's like we got to confess in line with the vision that God's given you. What vision has God put in your heart? Then you could confess according to that vision. You say according to that vision, like God gave the vision to Joshua. You know, wherever you put your foot is yours. All the coasts, everything's yours. He built his faith. He gave the vision. He gave the direction. And then it took that time for Joshua to become fully persuaded. And then when he was ready, he moved with the people. And that's what we're doing now. We're moving. We're not standing still. I'm not living off my visit from the USA. No, like, that's gone now. Like, that was a great time. It's opened up great doors. It's shown people and enlarged their vision. But what are you doing from that? You know, what are you doing from that time we had in Florida, the time I had in Myrtle Beach, the time I had in Pennsylvania? You know, what are you doing with that? That's gone now. That was great. That was fantastic. But now we're here. Now we're in September. And there's more. God's got so much more. And when the things are going wrong, don't confess it. Get with someone that can encourage you and give you right words in your situation. When you do that, and then you start to receive those words, then bang, it's just like ministering healing. When you're working with someone that needs ministering healing, God will give you words to speak to them. If they grab the words, they can believe those words above their situation. And then as they take any correspondent action with those words, the manifestation of the healing comes. Sometimes the manifestation is just immediate. I've seen it immediate, and I've seen it happen in the next couple of days or a week. And sometimes it's taken longer. According to your faith, be it unto you. It's according to your faith. The world builds fear, unbelief, doubt, confusion. God is not the God of confusion, but he's the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. God's desire is all men to be saved and come unto a knowledge of the truth. We need to make this our desire. This is the vision, that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. All right, we know not every single person can be saved, but we don't focus on that aspect. We can say, wow, not everyone's going to be saved. They don't believe. People are too hard-hearted. Well, that's going to be your reality. That's what you're creating from the words you're speaking. No, we confess God's word is moving from here, UK, all through Europe, all through USA, all through wherever God opens the doors, all over the world, wherever you are, from Eugene, you say it from Eugene, you say it from Denver, you say it from Ireland, you say it from Pennsylvania, you say it from Live Green, you say it from France, you say it from wherever you are, Brandon in Florida, Kandra, wherever you are, from Norway. You say it from where you are. The word is over the world from where you are. We don't look anywhere else. We may look at the examples and the great examples like India and Nepal. Great examples. We take it on board. We follow the example and we practice it where we are. God wants to walk with you. He wants to walk with you. Yes, he'll have you connected, but he wants to walk with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to speak with you like he spoke with Moses. Like he spoke with Abraham, like he spoke with the Lord Jesus Christ, like he did with David, like he did with Solomon, like he did with all his men that had their eyes on God. He wants to speak with you and have that same powerful relationship with you. And you are sons of God. You got the Spirit of the living God dwelling in you. You are powerful. You are mighty. We got to stop letting the negatives around us pull us down. We got to stop looking at the news of the politics and what they're trying to do and introduce. Be the world changers. Be the change that you want to see. And it starts with speaking God's word. It starts desiring those open doors. It starts with making up a decision to do everything with a full heart. Now, this is a renewed vision. Now is a renewed decision to do these things. You decide. You got to make a decision that you're going to do this or stay procrastinated. Stay where you are. And it's never too late to change. It's never too late to change. God can fast track you. He can give you double for your trouble. He can restore the wastages like it was new and like it was fresh. Just like he does when we were in our old man. Then he clothed us with the Holy Spirit when we confessed Jesus as Lord and believed God raised him from the dead. Now we're a new creation in Christ. Now let's live in this new creation. Let's stop living in the old man. Let's stop thinking back to the old things, the things that hurt us, the people that went away, the people that troubled us, the people that we love but stopped believing. God can take care of them. We can't have our focus there. It will stop you from receiving all what God's got for you. And everyone on this Zoom fellowship and everyone that listens to this on the internet, you were called. Just like God would call Moses. Just like God called out Jesus Christ and sent him for us. Just like God called out David and the Apostle Paul and Timothy and all the other great men and women in the Bible. You know, they didn't let the things in the world stop them. You know, I share about Esther. You know, she could have looked at her position as queen to try and do something. But she looked at her position as God's daughter and then she was brave. You know, she said, if I perish, I perish. I'm going to do what my God wants me to do. My nation is not going to be annihilated. God can raise up people that will believe him. That's all he wants from you. Just wants you to believe. He wants you to be available. He wants you to put him first so that he can really do the work, all the things that you desire in your life, all the answers to the problems that you might have. He wants to release them to you. But he says, listen, the only thing I require is you to come to me. Love me with all your heart. That means put me first. Listen to what I'm saying. That's what I get blessed by, is when you believe the word spoken to you. God used to send in the prophets And everyone used to tremble. Oh, you come peaceably? Yes, we come peaceably. And then their ears were open. And their ears were open when they didn't come peaceably, because God called them to repentance or to change things. Repentance is just changing direction. You know, you guys have been doing this, but you need to turn around. You need to stop doing that and start doing this. And thankfully, we're not in that right now. Thankfully, we're in this wonderful age of grace where God does the work, but he just gives us simple things to do, simple tasks. And that when we keep him first, he can do mighty works, really. Like where we are, it should be shooken up. And we need to keep that confession, the confession unto wholeness. No, say, don't think that you got loads of labels, you're going to get loads of labels. Think that you've already got them. Then you shall have them. Don't think I'm going to get an abundance. You've already got an abundance. It's already in the storehouse of God with your name on it, waiting to be released to you. And faith is what activates it. Obedience to doing what God and keeping him first is what activates all these blessings. Yes, there's grace in there as well. God does bless us. And yes, there's mercy, even when we don't listen at times, right? God will still come through. But he wants you to really enjoy these things, that you're not struggling, you're not worrying, you're not doubting. Well, where's my next penny coming from? How am I going to pay this? He doesn't want you to be in that position. He wants you to say to him, Father, these are the things that I need. And I know you're faithful. I know that you're my sufficiency in all things. I know you're never going to let me down. And all that I have is yours. And I'm grateful for all that I've got now. Even the little bit I got is from you. And I thank you for that. Now I thank you, just like you did with the widow woman. You multiplied her meal and her oil. Now multiply mine. Here's some seed that you can work with, God. This is my act of faith and contact to you by acting out. These are my words and declarations of life and living. And I say it to be. Like David, when he went to Goliath, he didn't just go to him with a slingshot. He went and he spoke and told Goliath first what he was going to do and who he's going to do it by. And that's what we need to do. It's the same thing in that sense, right? But God is with you and God is for you. He's saying, my people, it's time to come out of sleep. Stop dwelling on the past of what other people have said. You're getting fresh bread right now. These are the heavenly words that will move you into great success with God. He really wants you successful. He really wants you healthy. He really wants you prosperous. He really wants you emotionally stable. He really wants you to have fantastic relationships, because we're into reconciling. If our emotions are all over the place and we're holding grudges, how are you going to reconcile anyone? You've got to leave all that stuff behind. You've got to lay aside the things that does so easily beset you and run the race that God's put before you. That's what we're to do. That's the focus. And the focus is word throughout all the inhabited earth from where you are. You know, you're getting great encouragement here. I'm giving you the best food. I know I am, because God's given it to me to give to you. So up to you whether you receive it or not, whether you want to eat it. It's like if Kim puts a nice plate of food down for me. You know, I can pick out of that food, well, I like this juicy bit. You know, this is what we do sometimes. Sometimes we're just picky. Oh, that goes with my palate, my taste. You know, so I'm going to eat that. But God really wants you to eat this over here. It's very good for you. It's just like children. Now, they're eating all the nice stuff, but what about that Brussels sprout over there? What about those greens? What about that cabbage? What about those carrots? Good for your eyesight, right? Eat them, they're good for you. No, I like this, I'm going to eat this. You can't make a meat. God can't make you eat, can he? But he can encourage you to eat. Like a mum or a dad would encourage their child. Look, really try this. You know, I'll give you a reward if you do it. You want those sweets? All right, you eat some of these. I want to see some of this eaten. See, God works with us the same way. He's so loving. He's so kind. He's so gracious. He's so merciful. But we got to make up our mind whether we're going to listen. And then the next thing we make up our mind, are we going to do something with what we've received? So we're to listen. God wants you to listen now. And whatever you've caught in your heart that you can do, go and do it. Don't have to sit there and kind of remember it. Just go and do it. Execute it. Execute it straight away. Like when Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, stretch forth thine hand. He didn't say, let me go and meditate on what you just said there. Stretch forth my hand. Now, how is that going to be possible? Because I know that I've never been able to use it. And I know that the bones are all probably, you know, all solid there and crushed again. No, he didn't. He didn't think that way. If he did, he would never stretch forth his hand. He received the words and he stretched it forth. The strength and energy and power from God went right through his arms. And then he was able to stretch it forth. Like Elijah said, give me a piece of cake first. God requires something from you first. It's an act of faith. It's a point of contact with the Most High God. It's a point of contact. Your faith is a point of contact with God. Your emotions and fear is a point of contact with Satan, which gives him access to work. And he's got no right to move in your life. And a lot of us, oh, Satan done this and the devil hindered me here. Half of it is paradigms. Half of it is old programming and old thoughts that stop you. That's the truth. Half of it is that. And then when we're there in those old thoughts, that's when he can have access, right? Because then we start confessing. And then, so don't blame Satan for everything. Take accountability. Where is your faith? Where is your thinking? What are you doing? What are you believing? Where are you operating from? Are you operating from the carnal words and your circumstances and your surroundings? Or are you operating from faith? The God faith-filled words that you can't see manifesting yet. But it certainly gives you energy and strength. So there's substance there. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Then when you act upon it, bang, you get the deliverance. You get the labors. You get the abundance. You get the joy. Those emotions that drag you down start to fall off. And they don't bother you anymore. Things that used to trouble me do not trouble me now. Now, there's still things that trouble me, like I got to go to India, book in with 3 weeks. That's troubling me right now.
No,
Lord, give me strength. No, it's not. I'm joking, right? But at the end of the day, see, don't let the circumstances stop you. Don't let your emotions stop you. Don't let those old paradigms stop you. And I'm not going to put those sharings up on the website. I was thinking of putting them up on the website. If you want them, come and get them. If you really want it, if you mean business, come and get them. Come and get the whole lot of me again, even if I send them to you. And I tell you, if you sit down and listen, like I said, it's not an in-depth study. It's just me doing some little sharings. Go through them and go from, have a little pen and pad. And I read from notes. I didn't do it like I'm speaking now because there was so much information that I learned from God and that I wanted to put down that I learned through the years as well and other people. And I was just writing down. And so I went through my notes. It took me ages to get the notes together, right? And then I just kind of went from there. But there's people on here, I know Bambi can testify of what that has done for somebody else that she sent them to, which is really fantastic. I've had other people come back to me. But you've got to pay attention. You've got to get at that focus. First things first, it really has to be there. I know a lot of us have lots of things to do. And there's jobs, and there's kids, and there's grandkids, and there's great-grandkids, and there's great-great-great-great-grandkids. No, probably not that far. But there are things that we have to do in this world, and I totally understand that. But when it starts to steal your peace, stop doing what you're doing and get back with God. Father, right, this is really taking me off. I got to do all these things, but I need your peace because I want perfect direction. I want your perfect provision in these things. Keep God first in there, mate. Keep it in there. Because you easily get sidetracked off. It's about time the West started to rise up in faith and really, really move, like India and like Nepal, because the example's been there. People are ignoring it for the most part. People think that's just India. That's just Nepal. No, it's not. It's here too. And it's for you. You're missing out if you're not even taking note. You're missing out. God says, please don't miss out. Like when our kids misbehave and they're playing up. Hey, you carry on, you're going to miss out. Right, you didn't listen, you're missing out. And they learn the lesson. Next time, they're going to pay attention next time around. Some of us ain't got that long to do that. It's time to, today is the day of salvation. God wants you blessed. He wants you to have the fullness of what he's made available to you in Christ. And don't base yourself anymore upon your past. Your past is back there, right? It's back there. Forget it. That's why it's behind you. Don't look back with desire. Don't look back with anger. There's a good song by The Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger, I heard you say. Right, don't look back. Stop looking back at your past. That does not define who you are now. It doesn't define who you are in Christ. And it's the paradigms that does that. The old programming, when it comes up, now you're aware now, because I just mentioned it to you. So when it comes up, you reckon that's a paradigm. A lot of people say, oh, they got devil spirits. A lot of people just have paradigms. It's not all devil spirits. Right now, maybe it can become a devil spirit if they keep focusing that, right? And then you can cast them out and they can have deliverance if they're going to continue with God, right? They could have that deliverance. God can deliver them, but they can go and get it straight back again if they carry on in the old way. That's why it's a change around. You go in the wrong way, repent, come this way now, and stay going this way, you know? And then we got the Spirit of God that navigates us. Or we can go by the map, or we can go by the sat-nav. And God wants us to go by the sat-nav, the fresh bread, the rhema words. And so God is the one that gives this wisdom. It only can come from God. And that's why I was saying earlier on, I love the sound of my own voice, because when I go back and listen, I'm just blown away. I said that, or that come out of my mouth, didn't even think of that. And actually, I quite like my voice, it's quite nice. And yeah, everyone that said it in a negative way to me, oh, he loves the sound of his voice. Let me tell you something, I love the sound of my voice. And if you listen long enough, so will you, because you'll hear God's words come out of it. So not even letting people that have run you down, that have doubted you, don't even let that bother you. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. They forgot they've been brought with a price as well. That, Father, we don't even have to do none of this, because it's by your grace we're saved, not by works. I don't have to run this fellowship. I don't have to honor God. I don't have to do none of it. I ain't going to get the blessings, but I don't have to do it. I'm still saved. I still got eternal life. But God says, now look, use the gift. It's like me giving you a present. Here's a nice present here. Nice Android phone, really good. Nice case. Nice long life battery. Got nice memory in it. You take it and you just put it to the side and you don't use it. It's a waste. It's a waste. We don't want to waste what we got. We're stewards. So we're not only to steward, like I mentioned about stewardship. It's not just about finances we steward. It's about our thoughts, our minds. And the greatest commodity we can have in this life is time. And we're to redeem the time because the days are evil, it says in Ephesians. That's what we're to redeem. Time is more precious than money. Time is more precious than anything. And God wants us to use that time so that he can come in and really bless us to the maximum. We miss out a lot of times because we don't give God the time. And we allow other things to supersede what we're doing. It's not a condemnation trip, this one I'm saying. This is just the reality of it, and it's up to each one of us what we want to do with it, because you're all free. Everyone is free to do what they want to do. You are totally free. But if you want the blessings, don't sit there and moan when you ain't taking it on and doing it, because that's what people do. Oh, well, like he's getting really blessed over there. They get jealous. They look at things, you know, well, I'm coming to fellowship and I'm doing these things. But are you doing it when you're on your own? Is it really in your heart with before God? And if it is, it would be manifesting in your life. There's many people now that are manifesting great blessings in their life. They've got great testimonies to declare. Many, I want to hear some testimonies tonight from the guys that connect with me, because there's so many, there are great things that God is doing for each one of you. And let's start saying these testimonies. The testimonies are powerful. They're power. I know there's a lot of people saying it's not about, it is about testimony. The whole scriptures is testimonies of the power of God working with his people and his people responding to God. So we do what God puts in our heart, and we don't care what anybody else thinks about it. I do not worry about what anybody thinks. Before, I used to worry all the time. What about if I said something wrong? Did I quote that scripture right? Was it rightly divided? Man, I've come a long way by the grace of God. And it's because I got sound doctrine given to me. I got humble before my God. God says, you go and connect over there. I went and connected over there. I went where God told me to be fed. Just like Elijah, when the brook Cherith dried up, he wasn't going to be no longer fed by the brook for the water or by the birds. But God directed him to the woman at Zarephath. He went. Where he went is where God was going to feed him. Where God directs him, that's where he's going to be fed. And if you've been directed here, you're going to be fed here. And you're going to get great food. We've got a great menu. This menu is a la carte, right? It's the best menu because it's the heavenly menu. And I tell you what, if you want to prove me wrong, you won't. If you go and do what I'm saying, God will be proven right, and he gets all the glory, because we're just the vehicles of communication. We're the mouthpieces of God. So are you. We're the point of contact in this earth for God to do his good business and pleasure through you to reach other people. You are very special, everyone on here. You are amazing. Doesn't matter if you don't feel amazing right now. You are amazing. You're doing fantastic, every one of you. You are beautiful. You are beloved. Well, I don't feel beloved. I've got a headache. The point is, listen, it's not based upon how you feel, what's going on. You keep your mind focused there. You bring it back, even if you do feel a little bit spaced out, even if you do feel a little bit anxious. That's just an old paradigm to stop you from doing what God wants you to do. Do you understand that? When you get anxious, and you know you're going to share, you know you're going to give something, but you're getting a little bit anxious, it's a paradigm stopping you from doing what you want to do. It's something old there that you're not recognizing. And then you say to God, I don't want this no more. You reveal it to me. You get rid of this. I'm going to focus on you. I don't need these. But you can still do it, because you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. It's God's strength in you. And like I said, if you're serious and you really want to know about that stuff that I just recorded, message me. I'll send you the whole lot, you know, and I'm not going to put it on the website. It's for those that want to know. Those that are serious, the ones that want to know will come after the truth. You don't have to chase no one, by the way. God will send you the laborers. The hungry ones will come. And then you just encourage. That's all we're to do, encourage. And to build up. You know, so we just want to move with God, and we want to bless people. We want to encourage people.